الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هذه السبيل أدعو إلى الله على بصيرة أنا ومن اتبعني سبحان الله وما أنا من المشركين. قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام يا أيها الناس قولوا لا إله إلا الله مفلحون أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله وصدق الرسول ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respect to all my brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us a simple, easy, perfect deen to follow. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us ummati of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us a Nabi that is last, final. After Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is no new Nabi to come. Deen is complete. We have been discussing about solutions for our problems, of which I said there are three points. One is aqeedatu sahiyah, that we should have correct beliefs, valid beliefs, beliefs in conformity to the Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat. And secondly, amal salihah, good actions, reliable actions, valid actions. These actions we should see that it conforms to the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And thirdly, jihad fi sabilillah, the ilahi kalimatullah. The jihad in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the upliftment of the kalima, for the upliftment of deen and protection of deen. Yes, respected elders, for the sake of understanding, because this word jihad is very big and broad. And when we look at the dictionary meaning of jihad, we will find that it means to strive, to exert oneself, to endeavor, to sacrifice, to make an effort. And this would mean in any dini field, Now the West has presented one concept of jihad, and they are in control of the media. They are in control of the visual media and the printed media. And they have presented now this concept of jihad, that Muslims go around killing people. You ask an average and old Muslim, and it is our responsibility to clarify this issue with them and educate them. But in order to educate them, we have to educate ourselves first. How can we present the case when we don't even know the case? They present the case that these Muslims go around killing people. And they are brutal. They ill-treat their women folk. And they cage their women folk. They suppress the rights of the women folk. They go around cutting heads and stoning people. They go around doing uncivilized in their terminology. Whatever they feel that is not correct, they classify it as not correct. And they will concoct history, Islamic history, and present it over the media. So that the average person, unfortunately, and most Muslims watch television, and the amount of nuksan and the amount of evil effects current television in our country is doing to the moral of society is unreal. The filth and the muck that he has been shown on television is unreal. And pious homes, so-called, they sit and watch this film. And righteous homes sit and watch. To such an extent that husband, wife and children, they sit and watch all the films and the public. That is why there is so much looseness going on. So we got jihad. Actually, every form of striving in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come under jihad. Establishment and setting up of makatib, which we in our country we call madaris. Establishment and setting up of darulums, institutes of learning. Not these kufar institutes where you go and write for degree and study for one degree and then you qualify and write for thesis. Most of the Muslims who study under kafir supervisors, oriental supervisors, their thesis they do not want to show anybody because in order to get their BA or MA or PhD, they criticize some aspect of Islam and they will given a reward their degree. Establishment of harkas, part of jihad. Going out in the tabligh jamaat, part of jihad. Becoming a hafiz and alim, part of jihad. Spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, erecting masajid, patrolling the cemeteries. This was form also, do not forget to fill it, concerning cemeteries that if someone passes away, you'll be able to get it on your SMS. So there is a form outside, you fill that to each other. So respected elders, first of all, to give dawah, that is jihad. Now dawah would mean that to give dawah to Muslim, to give dawah to non-Muslim, that is jihad. Striving in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To educate Muslim, to educate non-Muslim, that is jihad. Jihad is also, while it's flashing in my mind, let me just say it to you, that at times you find in a family, in a household, some disabled person, some person who is physically handicapped, or some person who is mentally handicapped in a household, and the family members look after the person, male or female, child or young or old, whatever the case may be. But the family comes together and they nurse that person. They nurse that person, they look after that person, they care for that person, they tend to the needs of that person. That is jihad. That is jihad, that is rewardable. And there is tremendous reward in that, respected elders. And the wisdom of Allah, ulama have written, that because that family is caring for that disabled person, Allah is providing that whole entire family will rest. Allah is providing because of that. And old age or home is not a healthy setup in Islam. Because an Islamic ideal home is where the elderly mother or father who brought up the children must be cared by the children. That father, that mother that brought up the children when they go old, not supposed to be disposed of, not supposed to be kept one side, but cared for, nursed. So respect the elders, understand that this jihad is broad, so dawah. Dawah is simple explanation of the law, simple explanation of Islam. And now one is tabligh. Tabligh is to teach and to propagate, to convey, to transmit, to relay whatever Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught and to teach it to Muslim and to non-Muslim. And dawah will lead properly to tabligh, and tabligh will lead now to jihad. And this jihad now will be that to physically, to mentally, and with a voice, with the unity voice, to speak out against evil. See something wrong, if you have got ability to stop it. If you see something wrong, if you got the ability to speak out against it,
see something wrong, if you've got ability to write out against it, to see something wrong, and then in your own home, respected elders, especially, you should start in your own homes, that see something wrong, and then address the issue, bring it under control. These days, respected elders, you see in our country what is happening at the moment. No rain is coming. Masjid board, every second masjid board you go to, please make dua for rain. And it is here in the hadith, due to the sins of men, the rain is stopped. Forget that in the Bukhari hadith it is clear, due to the sins of men, the sparrow died out of freezing, due to the sins of men. So animals even suffer because of our sins, let alone human beings. Due to the sins of Muslims, respected elders, non-Muslims suffer. Understand fully what I say. We should make an effort to change the qawm of Lut alayhi salam. It is recorded in the Tafsir Kitab Surah Mansur that they were punished. Now you know, and it is famous that they were punished basically and mainly, fundamentally, because of homosexuality. But there are various other reasons stated why they were punished. It is stated in some kitabs they were punished for 10 other reasons. And one of them was, respected elders, shaving of the beard. You are the man. You're supposed to look like the man. You're supposed to behave like the man. You're supposed to have external like the man. So the beard is the symbol of a man. To keep the beard in Islam is wajib. And the azab and the punishment and the wrath and the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes on the person who shaves. And the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes upon that person. You are owner of your place, why can't you keep a beard? The other reason was, respected elders, before I mentioning it, it's stated before those people, but when we look at our youngsters, and now middle-aged people too, I was shocked, I saw a few of them too, that they are also doing it. The cause was, they should straighten the head, hair which was curly. They should straighten curly hair. Basically what it is, that you know it as gelling. That the person is wiping hand also, so that the hair that is gelled, that does not get disturbed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created men. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created hair. Straight hair is beautiful. Curly hair is beautiful. These are the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The stupid is the person who wants to make his straight hair curly and his curly hair straight. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with something, you should be happy with that. That is why it is such a lucrative business, respected elders, to sell those wares that hair straightening business. Why? Because the person was to change the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah blessed him with curly hair, now you want to go and make it straight. Qawm and Lut were punished for that. Qawm and Lut were also punished for what? Eating bubble gum and making bubbles. One of the reasons. Also sitting on the wayside and throwing mud balls at the passers-by. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after mentioning this, he says that my nation will exceed the Qawm Lut by lesbianism. Lesbianism was not prevalent then, but now it is prevalent. Respected elders, we are fortunate, where we are fortunate, Allah, Nabi has shown us that this don't do, this don't do, this is detrimental for us. We are mentioning also that jihad will now lead to qital, getting a person killed in the path of Allah, martyred in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we got dawah leading to tabligh, tabligh leading to jihad with the saif, with the arms, and jihad leading to qital. Qital is the last thing. But the way the Western media has presented it, the Muslim resorts to qital first. We have been explaining to you when the Muslims went to Rustam And Rabi bin Amir radiallahu ta'ala, when he was discussing with Rustam, and he told Rustam that, listen, those who accept will be rewarded. And when there is a fight, and those who pass away, they will be classified martyrs. And those who do not pass away in the battle, they will be victorious. Respected elders, you know the status of martyrdom in Islam. Shaheed in Islam. The shaheed in Islam, respected elders, goes to Jannah. The shaheed in Islam is under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The shaheed in Islam is that person when he is resurrected, he will tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, send me back to earth so that I can enjoy the pleasure of martyrdom again. The shaheed in Islam, when he gets shaheed, he feels I should have given my life 70 times more. But of the shaheed in Islam, respected elder, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that all the sins of the shaheed are forgiven. All the sins of the shaheed are forgiven except death. If you owe someone money, he will pay that money. So much stress has been laid on transaction, on dealing, on monetary transaction. And we today, we don't regard monetary transaction, dealing, paying on time, we don't regard this as part of being. Understand clearly, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, respected elders, when he should come and Sahabi passed away, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should come and stand there. And then he should make an elan. 2-3 elans. One, he should look at Huzaifa, the keeper of secrets, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he should ask Huzaifa that this person who has passed away, is his name on the list of munafiqeen, hypocrites? Huzaifa should look at the list and say no. Then Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should say that does this person owe anybody money? And if that person owed someone money, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not making salat al janazah for that person. The best of creation, the best Nabi, the best Rasul, is saying I'm not making janazah salat for that person who is in debt. And today we are wallowing in debt. We are steeped in debt. And why we are steeped in debt? Because we transact in interest. Interest, OD, HP, all these things we transact in. Respected elders, when we transact in interest, get ready, you're fighting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah is declaring war on you. And when Allah declares war on the person, you can't win. You will lose. And lose very badly. And this chakra and this circle of interest is vicious. It ruins people. Person may drive the best of cars. Person may drive the best of cars, he may stay in a mansion, and externally he looks very smiling, and you think he is leading a life of luxury and comfort. But respected elders, the elastic on his jockey belongs to the bank manager. How he can be sleeping in peace? If you look at the nearest bedside, he's sitting there calling, doctor, I can't sleep, doctor, I can't sleep. Doctor also is puzzled. How can this multi-millionaire? He's not multi-millionaire. Respected elders. Say if he's a person on the day of judgment, you got little accountability, little money, got little accountability. I'm not saying don't become rich, I'm saying become wealthy, but become wealthy the right way, halal way. Leave the interest, pay the debt. Also, respected elders, one of the finest movements internationally, locally, nationally, is to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which you and I know as the Tabligh Jamaat. The amount of effort and the amount of struggle and the amount of influence and the amount of change that this work has done, compared to any other work, I challenge you, this work has done tremendously. But sometimes you get members there who discredit that work due to their own behavior. The work is excellent. Now understand something. Don't get yourself in debt and go away in Jamaat. Don't get yourself in debt and go away for Hajj. Don't get yourself in debt and go away for Umrah. And don't get yourself in debt and go sit in the Khanqah. And don't have difficulty, you can't face the domestic difficulty, you can't face your wife and have difficulty with your wife and run away from society. Don't use any Islamic ibadah, any Islamic institute and duck behind it and don't pay your debt. Because you'll be discrediting the Hajj, you'll be discrediting the Umrah, you'll be discrediting the Darul Uloom, you'll be discrediting the Khanqah, you'll be discrediting the Tabligh Jamaat if you do such an action. Yes, make sufficient collateral arrangements if you are in debt, and then go out in the path of Allah, then go for Hajj, then go for Umrah. So everything has to be done in a proper perspective. We should give da'wah to respected elders. Because Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated clearly that this work here, to invite towards good and forbid evil, this is our work. In fact, there should be a group of people doing inviting towards good. There should be another group of people doing forbidding of evil. Forbidding of evil is not done. It is done indirectly. There should be a group of people, respected elders, that should look at the internet. At the internet, respected elders, at the moment, there are about 50,000 times the word Islam appears. Minimum. And there are over 15,000 sites on Islam. Can you imagine what is going on? And no supervision. You know, the surfer does not know what is good and what is right. I wish there was a group, respected elders, that should go around and take out our youth from the gambling dens and from the casinos and from the rave clubs and also admonish them severely. It is shocking, respected elders, to know that how many children are spending time in the casinos, children I'm talking about, in the casinos, in the gambling dens and in the rave clubs, they're taking drugs. And this happens when you give money. And this when you give money and you don't supervise it. And Muslims in this age is still doing this. Taking their daughters and dropping them off and telling them, no, you can go for matric ball. And telling their daughters, no, you can go to that ball there and see some film. How do you know what is going on? What's the supervision? Respected elders, we are giving our children, unfortunately, the wrong training, the wrong spiritual training, the wrong moral training. How are we going to produce saints? How are we going to produce scholars in Islam? How are we going to get the rahmat of Allah? How are we going to get the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How are we going to get rain, respected elders, that when we don't behave properly, when we don't perform properly, when we don't make our salat in time, when we don't frequent the masjid, and then we criticize those who are going out and frequenting the masjid. Then we criticize those people who are adorning the garb of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then we got the audacity to criticize those who are striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected elders, it is time that we get our act in order. It is time that we start educating ourselves and our families basic things about da'wah, jihad, about qital, about what is happening in the international world. And there will be a time, why I'm stressing on this platform about jihad. Sadly enough, there will be a time when your imam will talk about jihad and he'll be arrested. When your imam will talk of jihad and he'll be arrested. Some people came. In Canada, there was one person who had Canadian citizenship, an Arab, who had Canadian citizenship. In his Jummah, he said that it was the right of the Iraqis to defend themselves. It was the right of the Iraqis to defend themselves. They stripped him of his citizenship and they sent him back. For that statement. Now they were to change the anti-terrorism bill and they're calling it counter-terrorism bill. They're pouring money into this country. We think our rand is strengthening. Respected elders, they're buying here. They're buying, and sooner or later they'll pass that bill, the counter-terrorism bill, where you and I will not be able to talk about jihad openly. Understand which direction they take here. So may Allah Ta'ala grant us the ability to educate ourselves about these fundamentals of deen. Allah Ta'ala grant us the ability to understand deen. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Alhamdulillah الذي دور بقدرته الزمان وحضر المقادر في شعبان إلى شعبان وجعله توطئة لبركات رمضان أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه أما بعد فيا معشر الإخوان قد هذا شهر شعبان وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أحسوا هلال شعبان برمضان وأن سالم رضي الله عنه قلت يا رسول الله لم أرك تصوم من شهر من الشهور ما تصوم شعبان قال ذلك شهر يغفل الناس عنه بين رجب ورمضان وهو شهر ترفع فيه الأعمال إلى رب العالمين فأحب أن يرفع عملي وأنا صائم فصوموا واستلموا عما تعود الناس فيه من البدعات فإنها محرمات وسيئات أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إنا أنزلناه في ليلة مباركة إنا كنا منذرين فيها يفرق كل أمر حكيم أمر من عندنا إنا كنا مرسلين بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات وذكر الحكيم إنه تعالى جواد كريم ملك بر رؤوف رحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد ان سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي ارسل به قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه وأفضلهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنها والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنه وحمزة أسد الله وأسد الرسول رضي الله تعالى عنه اللهم اغفر للعباد وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا الله في أصحابي لا تتخذهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير القرون قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين بالإمام العادل بالقوة القاهرة والسلطة الظاهرة عن الكفرة الباغية واغفر اللهم لجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم اسقنا غيثا مغيثا مريئا مريئا عاجلا غير عاجل نافعا غير ضال اللهم اسقنا الغيث ولا تجعلنا من القانتين اللهم اسقنا الغيث ولا تجعلنا من المحرومين اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان اللهم ثبتنا على الايمان وامتنا على الايمان واحشرنا يوم القيامه مع الايمان اللهم انصر المسلمين والمجاهدين في كل مكان برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ان الله يامر بالعدل والاحسان وايتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله تعالى اعلى واولى واعز واجل واهم واتم واكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون